What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
The No Glitch Switch. It's the quick, easy way to improve your business's internet. Installation takes about an hour, and if they're not on time, you get a $20 credit. They offer appointments at night or on weekends, so it won't interfere with your business. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you have 30 days to get your money back. You don't have to put up with slow downloads or emails that won't send. Just remember the No Glitch Switch from Comcast Business and cross switch.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to mercylist.com to enter. That's mercylist.com. Thank you means merci.
They said that you were wasting your time. They said it would never get you anywhere. But this holiday season, your selfie obsession might win you $25,000. That's right. All you have to do is go to a participating Cricut Wireless location, smile, snap a selfie with the Cricut character poster, and post it on Instagram or Twitter using the STSA hashtag shown on the poster. That's STSA, as in something to smile about. Come on, you know that nobody is more ready to win this than you are. You already spend your days taking kissy face selfies and gym selfies, and here I am eating pepperoni pizza selfies. Now show us your Cricut selfie. Plus, by entering, you'll also have a chance to win cool weekly prizes like a Cricut Alcatel phone with 3 month service and a $100 gift card. So smile, snap a photo, and you could win $25,000. Have the best holiday selfie ever. Cricut Wireless, something to smile about.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes valid at participating Cricut stores only. For official rules and a list of participating locations, visit stsasweepstakes.com.
Internet.
Let's not forget Toyland, a one-of-a-kind magical selection.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Boys and Gate.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a Scoreboard Update. In pro football, the Bears injury report looks like this. Wide receiver Eddie Royal is listed out for Sunday's game against Denver. Meanwhile, Pernell McPhee, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, and Shea McClellan, they're all being listed as questionable. College football, it's a big weekend coming up. We start in the Big Ten. Illinois will be at Northwestern. We'll have the game right here on the Score with our pregame starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Northwestern will be at Wisconsin. Both teams going into that game with records of 8-2. The big one in the Big Ten, Michigan State at Ohio State. Meanwhile, Notre Dame will take on Boston College. That game will be played at Fenway Park. And a couple of huge games in the Big 12 Conference. Baylor will be at Oklahoma State, and TCU will be at Oklahoma. Back in the NFL, Philadelphia quarterback Sam Bradford, he's officially out Sunday against Tampa Bay. Mark Sanchez will start in his place. Pro basketball later this evening, the Bulls, who have won 4 in a row, they will be at Golden State. The Warriors have started the season 13-0 after rallying from 23 down to beat the Clippers last night. Steph Curry had 40 points in that game. Derrick Rose is listed as questionable for tonight's game with his sprained ankle. Aaron Brooks is out of the game with a hamstring injury. And in hockey, the Blackhawks on the road, they will try and make it 4 straight wins. They will take on the Flames in Calgary, and Patrick Kane has scored a point in 14 straight games. That ties his career high. This Scoreboard Update has been brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David. David Schuster had the updates all day long, and we appreciate it. Our producers are outstanding, and they helped us survive. Had to throw it to a break at one point.
No kidding.
Yeah, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, thank you so much, man. Brian Gertz does a terrific job as the governor of the chat room and the producer, director, the auteur of the video stream at watch670thescore.com.
I'll punch you in your damn face, too.
Hub Arkish was a guest today. Jake Arrieta, the Cy Young Award winner, was a guest today. Greg Gabriel, appreciate him. Pete Futak from collegefootballnews.com, and Patrick Minnelli, I believe it's pronounced, joined us a little bit earlier. On Monday, Big Cat Williams and Hub Arkish will help us recap Bears and Broncos.
Number 89!
Other things. I'll be reading the Chicago Couch Times over the weekend.
I'm sure you will.
The shift change you're about to endure is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
What do you mean endure?
Enjoy.
Enjoy, man.
Star Wars Day is this Sunday at 4. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. Where are the boys today on the tour? Bernstein and Rosner.
Yeah, Bernsey and Rosner. They are on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, as they are every single Friday, at Another Round Bar and Grill, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove. So if you're in the area from now until 5:45 p.m., go hang out with the boys. What's up, fellas?
What's happening, guys? What's the talk?
Ooh, that's a
Bears,
that's
excitement.
A, that's a real,
that's a
full
clean line.
Sound.
That's a good sound.
That's a great line you got there.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah, that should lead the show off no matter what.
Yeah, Burns, you sound good. Sound like FM quality right there.
Booming through the speakers.
Hot stuff, HD. Yeah.
He's got that bass, no treble.
The talk is like, are the Bears actually possibly going to win this game and be a 500 team? That's some of the talk.
They are actually possibly going to win the game. Yes.
There we go. They're definitive.
They may not. The answer to that is yes.
He's taking a stand already. He's already in.
It's about time.
They could lose.
They might win, and they might lose.
Correct.
There we go.
Enjoy it while you can.
Enjoy this playoffs while you can.
Ask and answer.
A tie is also possible.
Yeah. Oh, true.
A tie is possible.
Yeah. We don't like ties. Oh, nobody likes ties. You know, ties are the worst. The ties in football, that might be the worst sporting experience. When two teams...
Hey, with that great 3 hours of brain damage.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your brain?
Right.
My brain's it's half soup. How's yours? The same. Do we accomplish anything? No.
Even in a boxing match, a draw, you can be like, all right, these two idiots are going to fight again. Maybe it'll be better. No, usually in a
payday. Right.
They're
going to get another few million dollars out of this. You guys are like, I guess going to go play again next week and slam our brains around again.
How about the hockey tie? Rosner, were you one of those guys who's okay with the hockey tie and sort of pines for those days as opposed to the shootout?
No, I don't think they're... I never really enjoyed the tie. I don't think anything was good about the tie.
No, I don't think so either.
We watched for results.
Yeah, I think so. No, I'm not real emotional about shootouts and three... The three-on-three is odd.
I agree.
That to be pretty... To be a pretty strange way to end a professional sporting event. I mean, the shootout was circus enough. I mean, I just... I kind of don't understand why you can't just play a little bit longer. I think if it was 7 or 8 minutes, just play the game. Just
now they're playing a different sport to decide the outcome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've gone from a regular format to 4-on-4 to now 3-on, you know, shootouts and 3-on-3. It's all pretty bizarre.
I like the 3-on-3. I find it entertaining. Did you see that the All-Star game is now going to be like some weird tournament of 3-on-3?
Where nobody will watch again?
Well, they're trying. Like, the whole thing is 3-on-3.
Seriously, they made it into a Mites Jamboree. Yeah. That's what it is. That if you the Mites, they play 3-on-3 cross ice, and the games are going on, and then the winners will play, and then these guys will play these guys, and they've turned the NHL into a Mites Jamboree. And
in
the
Spiegel, you know I...
Go ahead, you bear.
Spiegel, you know I don't watch All-Star games. Yeah, you know I do how know I that. Hate All-Star games.
I do know that.
All-Star
games? So, like basketball or baseball?
No All-Star games.
Really?
I don't
That's
watch
a great
any of
policy.
Them. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they have clowns out there. I won't be watching, so it doesn't matter to me.
I can't tell you the last time I watched an NHL All-Star game.
You know, I like to watch the skills competitions. I like to watch the fastest man and the hardest shot.
Come on, Bernsie, you can tell us.
I remember when Al Iafredi back in the days would be knocking down those targets. You know, I like Pavel Bure and Paul Kariya trying to figure out who's the fastest man in the NHL. I used to enjoy those things as a kid.
To figure out who knows his own name.
Right. Who's drenched in vodka more? That was my favorite competition. Which guy was drenched more in vodka? And where's Danny Heatley
Let's
when you
see.
Need him?
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
I was just going to say, then they have the kill a friend drunk driving competition.
Oh, don't worry. I got a David Wesley joke up my sleeve.
Right, they have the cars all set up, and it's like, okay,
you know what?
Into the car.
I truly feel bad now because I've never gotten that response out of Barry. Like Barry's kind of like, you know, Barry's kind of like my dad / my uncle, where you don't want to disappoint him.
We've established I'm your life coach, and Barry's my life coach. Well, Barry, so think about that.
I felt
the station's going to hell.
It's a daisy chain of coaching horrors. Like
And coaching whores
Jay,
as well.
You didn't disappoint me. You just surprised me. That's all. When you went down to Danny Heatley, I mean, look, you know, there's nothing off limits as far as I'm concerned. You know me. There are no boundaries. But when you went down the Danny Heatley road, and you don't want to go down Danny Heatley's road, certainly not in his
car. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
But when you went,
Barry Griffin right there. Blake Rosner slamming it home for you right there. Speaking of, did you guys see that fantabulous basketball game last night?
See, that was the talk for us, and a lot of the first hour was the quality of that,
man.
And good luck Bulls tonight if GSW feels like playing.
Well, the Bulls always beat them. They win regular season
this
games.
This is just the kind of game the Bulls would win.
Sure.
This
is just I thought the Clippers would win last night, but that was some high-level basketball. Like, I don't know how you could watch that as a basketball fan and go, I need cheerleaders and one guy who you know doesn't know how to dribble or shoot on every roster.
I'll take one of those every night.
The first 5 minutes.
It was crazy.
I mean, let alone the end of the game, the very first 5 minutes, I was sitting there slack-jawed. And I tweeted it out. I said, this is a new thing. This is postmodern ball. This is a different art form.
Five guys
and
out there.
Just something. It just watching them, everybody, and both teams draining shots, and there isn't a secret as to what they're doing. It's not magic. They are just moving differently and playing differently. And what's not to like?
Yeah. I love the look on Steph's face when he was sitting down, and Chris Paul was going off, and they showed Steph. And I think they were down 23 at that point. And you just saw the look on his face, and it was like, okay, whatever. I got plenty of time, and I'm not done with this game yet. I ain't done with you.
Well, the Bulls, in trying to play the same kind of up-tempo ball, have also changed the idea of what leads mean and what deficits mean. That the Bulls have shown that they can be up 18, and it really doesn't mean anything, because that's the equivalent of like a 6-point lead.
Because they play so fast and the score will move.
Yeah, more possessions. The same goes when you're down. That, you know, people who watch a lot of college ball or people who are used to the Thibodeau Bulls, I mean, it's not that defense doesn't matter or isn't important in trying to win big games, but you've got to change the way you think about a double-digit lead. It just doesn't mean anything.
I'll tell you what, if they get in that kind of track meet tonight, they are going to get smoked.
But I don't think they will.
You can't. I mean, you can't play the game that way with them.
Even in the half court, the problem that a lot of teams have with them is there is no, you know, the icing of screens is going the way of the Wildcat and going the way of the QB option, you know, the zone read where all I got to do is hit your quarterback. When you ice screens now, especially with that team, you're pushing that team to the baseline is going to allow a lot of people wide open jump shots because you're going to collapse.
Can't defend it.
Yeah, you're going to collapse, and especially your big. If you got a big out there and they've got Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes as their front court, then you're going to collapse and somebody's going to fold up, and next thing you know, there's kickout possibilities. And Andre Iguodala is become a decent enough spot up shooter. I mean, that guy, he's the worst 3-point shooter in their small lineup. Think about that.
And he hit two huge ones in the final 4 minutes last night.
Yeah, that's what changed it. The strategy of icing pick and roll used to be called downing, and then
forcing it to the baseline and forcing it to one side.
Years ago, the call I always knew it as it was as blue. They would just yell out blue, and that would, or down.
Yeah, different calls for
every
team.
Yeah, that morphed into ice, and the what you could do is if you had an old fashioned center out there, if you had Joakim Noah somewhere on the floor, you could do that all game. And as long as your rotations were sound and you knew who was going to be the available shooter, you could live with that. There's no answer when Draymond Green is playing center.
No, you cannot defend it. As long as he's out there, you cannot defend it. So there's going to be three.
So you've got a blitz. I mean, the only thing you can do to that screen roll is blitz, help, and recover. And that by the end of the game, you're so gassed trying to do that. It takes so much effort to do it. You can't go underneath. What do you do with that screen?
Well, the formula to beat them, and it's going to, and don't laugh at me when I say this, it's going to come down to Tony Snell and Doug McDermott. And if your small forwards, not just your guards, but if your small forwards, somebody other than your bigs are going to have to limit them to one shot because they get so many threes on just scramble offensive rebound attempts and chances that you have to make sure that you have to tell yourself, I'm not going to run against the Golden State Warriors. You need five men rebounding the basketball. If Powell and Taj and Nico and Joe are battling with whatever their smalls are, or if Andrew Bogut is out there for any amount of time, Doug McDermott and Tony Snell are going to have to make sure that they are closing off rebound alleys so guys like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry don't get that kick out because your defense is compromised when it's time to rebound because everybody's looking at the rim. Next thing you know, these guys are spotting up as if they've come off a pick because they know that their guys in Iguodala and Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green can get out of zone rebounds. That's going to be the key tonight.
You know, it's you said something really interesting in there.
The part about not laughing because I would have laughed if you hadn't said that.
The way that great shooters can get themselves into a free position coming off a pick where they're simply doing it on their own. I used to watch Iverson do this where and you know what was great at it was Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Yep.
The ability to use screens that aren't even screens, to just understand where traffic is, and the next thing you know,
get yourself free.
They've made themselves open, and everybody's looking for them at the right times.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible that they've got two guys on the floor at the same time. Who are both special at doing that.
And have quick releases as well. There's no long wind-up. There were times where there was controlled closeouts last night by the Clippers, and they had no chance in that fourth quarter because of how quickly those shots get released. Steph Curry, man, he is...
he can get himself space any spot, anytime.
And people look at him and think, outrageous. Oh, nice guy and all. That dude has become a killer. He has become an absolute killer that smiles at you and does the sky point and all that other stuff. Yeah, watch him in some of those possessions where he knows he's got it going. He's putting it up and he doesn't care. And that's what every fall out of bed scores. They, in our minds, they look like Melo. They look like Jordan. They look like Kobe. They don't usually look like the 6'3 frail guy who's put on a little bit more muscle, who smiles and does. That dude is an assassin in the way that Isaiah Thomas was, with all the smiling and all the other stuff, even though Steph seems like a better guy. That dude is an absolute assassin.
They got a couple like that, Jay. Mm-hmm. They got a couple who smile, and you just know there's something inside them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not messing around. They're serious. They're real serious about this.
Hey, Barry, I remember
like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm talking about the guys that come across on the court as, you know, oh, okay, he's smiling, he's having a good time, but he's trying to put you in a coffin no matter what.
Hey, Barry, I remember you talking to Scott Boras last year one time on Hit and Run, and him trying to dispel the idea that all he does is make sure his players reach free agency. And we asked that to Jake Arrieta today, and he was rather definitive quickly about how, no, Scott will give me the information, and I'll do what I want. But then we asked him if he was like, you know, if he's going to worry about injury as he thinks about whether to try and sign an extension here or anything. And that dude... Yeah. He is just the most confident man going these days. He's like, he said, nobody's in better shape than me. Nobody has better habits than me. I'll be fine. Like, he just, maybe you have to believe that, but he doesn't think he's going to get hurt at all.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you saw it midway through last year. When you started to talk to him after games, he wasn't the guy who was wondering anymore who he was going to be. He really believed, and he said it, I'm going to go out and dominate next game, just like I did today. And he did it game after game after game. I don't know if there's a better quality to have than supreme confidence, but it's a hell of a way to go out there and perform as an athlete. But he's, you know, I mean, from a financial standpoint, Matt, they're going to get insurance too. I mean, if they don't come to some sort of a long-term deal before next spring, he'll certainly get himself insured for over the next 5 years, and he'll have very little to worry about.
And he said,
especially with his delivery.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to understand.
He doesn't believe that he's more prone to it.
Get paid now.
He really doesn't believe. He cited all the guys with perfect mechanics, Burnsy, and how sometimes they can break down too. He doesn't believe that his mechanics are more prone to injury.
But all mechanics are prone to injury. Right. And it has nothing to do with your confidence. It has nothing to do with your conditioning. It has nothing to do with anything. Pitching's bad for you, and sometimes you just feel something odd in your arm. It's nothing you've done wrong. It is not your failure as a professional. It's the fact that arms don't like acting that way too often.
And the truth about Boras, Matt, and this is one of those... this is one of those things that goes back 25, 30 years already, and people really do believe, especially fans in certain cities, believe he really does want to push him to free agency, and that's not the case. What he wants to push them to is maximizing value, and he will give them those options. He'll present everything. He'll put it on a table, and if their choice is to leave some money on the table to be in a place that they really want to be and with players they want to be with an organization they want to be with, then that's their choice, but he does not force them to do anything.
No, I'm really tired of the demonization of Scott Boras. I don't know how we sort of got to that point, whether
Kenny.
It was just sort of taking a cue from Jerry Reinsdorf
It goes way back.
No, he does his job.
He does his job for all of his clients. Right.
I would hire him.
Of course.
Yeah, if you could, if you had the kind of value that some of these guys have, you would absolutely want him, because what he does
There's
is
a reason why
he
has half of Major League Baseball and the real players in it. People aren't going to him because he's the guy that you don't want to work with. He's the guy that gets you all the money that you need.
I don't know. It's just weird that fans are so quick to take management side against him.
You know me, Dan. I've always been weirded out about that. Like, I've always been weirded out how the conversation has switched from, you know, players to now management is always right. I've always been weirded out about that. I think that people and fans should kind of relate more so to the players, because they are the guys that are working for somebody and getting a check cut
And yet the strangest thing that has happened in the last 5 years of professional sports, in my mind, was this whole Chris Bryant 7 is more than 6 argument, where suddenly not just fans, but all the national baseball writers suddenly decided that this rule was horrible. They called it a loophole.
Right.
It's part of the basic agreement, and it's in a league where the players have beat the living crap out of the owners for the last 25 years and continue to in every single facet of the CBA. Here's one tiny little part of control that the owners have, and a team wisely used it, and everyone wants to change that rule. Suddenly, everyone's on the wrong side of this one. It was so bizarre.
The producer's going to kill me, so we got to get up out of here. Go out there and visit the boys at Another Round Bar and Grill, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Barry Rosner and Dan Bernstein. Have a good time, fellas.
Good weekend,
boys.
Guys.
All right, boys. Be safe driving out there, everybody. Yeah. It's supposed to start snowing later tonight and tomorrow morning, so be careful.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Star Wars Day is this Sunday at 4. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. We will talk to you on a Bears Monday after the Broncos and the Bears face off. A lot of other sports we're going to get to as well on Monday, college football and all those other things. Speaks. I will see you on Monday, brother.
Have a great weekend, man. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
All right. Enjoy yourselves out there and shovel your own damn snow. Thank you for listening.
I'll start.
670 The Score.
So long, everybody.
We'll be back with more Boars and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The Philadelphia 76ers are testing the theory that you have to hit bottom before you can begin to rise again. 2 years ago, the Sixers were 19-63. Last year, they were 18-64. This season, they're off to an 0-12 start, and at the rate they're going, might have a real chance to challenge the all-time record for futility set right in the old Spectrum just across the parking lot from where this year's team plays. The Sixers of 1973 went 9-73, a record that seemed untouchable and should be untouchable. But these Sixers, who have been trying to rebuild by trading NBA players for boatloads of draft picks, appear to be in the 9-73 ballpark. They have some young talent acquired by drafting very high for 3 straight years. Whether that talent is ever healthy enough to produce wins is still in doubt. I'm John Feinstein.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This fall, enjoy Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse's mouth-watering hand-cut USDA prime beef with a glass of wine selected from over 1,600 labels. Come experience Del Frisco's prime pair every Sunday during lunch and dinner with a perfectly prepared filet and your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp, plus a salad and side for just $55. It pairs perfectly with great company, your favorite wine, and an appreciation for the finer things in life. A modern take on the classic steakhouse, Del Frisco's is...
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
For the
class ball.
Yeah, right.
Use your registered Speedy Rewards card at Speedway, and you can win 5 million points for one of 500 daily prizes.
What do I like best about my Speedy Rewards card? After shopping all day buying Christmas gifts, I get to use my points at Speedway and get gift cards for...
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. right now. Get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Door buster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big.
Hey, sports fans, come meet Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Dick Butkus, Brett Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes will be appearing, including Pele, Albert Pujols, Mike Singletary, and Jim McMahon, along with 300 vendor tables selling a variety of sports memorabilia and trading cards. Come meet your favorite athletes in person. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or click on the banner for more information.
What? $100.
Yeah, they have a Sleep Happy with 0% APR for 3 years going on right now. Just go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information and to find the store nearest you. And Terry, I cannot wait to get...
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
75 months for $3,000 bonus cash on new Jeeps at your Jeep headquarters. Mancari's Black Friday Jeep Blockbuster event is on. There has never been a better time to buy a Jeep at Mancari's. 1,000 factory cars are on display. You will drive home today at Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge. 0% for 75.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
That's Soldier Field. Alshon Jeffrey did not take part in today's practice. He's questionable for Sunday with both a shoulder and a groin injury. Matt Forte and Pernell McPhee were limited in practice. They're also questionable. Eddie Royal is out. Cubs and Broncos kick off Sunday at noon. Bears are encouraging fans to arrive early due to heightened security. Blackhawks will take on Calgary on the road tonight, and they'll do it without Teuvo Teravainen. He's out for a couple games with an upper body injury, according to Coach Joel Quenneville. Scott Darling was the first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He'll likely get the start and goal tonight. Puck drops on that one at 8. Bulls are also in action tonight. They'll take on 13-0 Golden State out west. Derrick Rose was upgraded from doubtful to questionable for tonight's game while he continues to deal with a short ankle. Aaron Brooks is out. That one tips tonight at 9:30. And Chicago Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant and teammates Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber were named today to the Topps All-Star Rookie Team. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour today at another round in Downers Grove from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday.
in a weekend, weekend.
Watkins somehow unable to hold on to that one. Though he is a hand catcher.
Alshon Jeffries came out of the Bears' locker room. He was questionable coming in.
He was expecting Alshon Jeffries.
Touchdown, Chicago! 83-yard touchdown!
83.
What kind of different look can Blaine present just to mix things up a little?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you said there, Katie, or how you meant that.
Jeff Triplett and his crew trying to sort things out.
Correction, 15-yard, half the distance to the goal. It'll be first down, timeout.
Let's keep an eye on J.J. Watt. They've kept J.J. Watt quiet. Excuse me, Mike. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt continues.
Now's the time for Watt.
He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. I feel like a better person by just being around him.
Lee Greenwood, take it away.
Okay, once again, Cousins up under the center. Getting ready for the snap. Here he goes. Fake to the running back. Short toss off to 31. Run around the right-hand side. He's got open ground. He's running. He's got more room. It's the space. I think we're going to have it. Yeah, he's 10, 5, 10. Goal, touchdown.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4 hours and 10 minutes or so. We're off a little bit early, I believe, for DePaul basketball. Is that right? We'll do the best we can. The best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door is certainly possible. That is Barry Rosner in for Terry Boers.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, I'm Dan Bernstein, and this is the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. This is a new stop for us in downtown Downers Grove. I don't think I've ever been to downtown Downers Grove before.
It's lovely down here.
Indeed it is. And we are at another round, and you can come have another round of Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And we've got tickets that you can win as well. Are these Blackhawks tickets that we have? Bulls tickets. Ooh, Bulls tickets for you in the Bud Light Legends Lounge, I believe, at the United Center. Ooh, so nice. You got to be here if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming, 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. He's at Barry Rosner. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com app for your mobile device. And we have people working to help keep us on the air and sounding better than we otherwise would, including our engineer, Dave Miska.
No, Jay Cutler has one playoff victory in a Cub uniform. It was against a losing team, New Orleans. They were below 500. They went up to Seattle and beat a Seattle team that had a better record than them. And then they flew here, and we know what happened at that point.
What the hell was that?
Wow.
What?
Cub uniform, he said.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
the
just
whole
for starters.
Thing,
right? Really, it got no worse. Sense, it got worse from,
I
mean, there.
Nuts. I just saw you furrow your brow when that started.
Brow. That's different. Different brow entirely. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Tim, I don't know if you heard the rumor. This is a color rush game. The Jacksonville Jaguars are wearing what I would call gold-ish.
You might call it gold. I may call it brown or mustard.
Mustard, yes. A spicy mustard.
It's a funky color. Yeah, it does have a little spicy mustard tint to it.
It's a gray poupon-ish hue.
Gray poupon.
See, I would have said more Guldens. Like, if you go, because that's a Dijon mustard. So technically, we got to tell our guy Ian that if it is a spicy brown mustard, it wouldn't be a Grey Poupon, because that's a Dijon.
No, you're a mustard guy. I am.
I know that, of course. We would need to call him the grand mustard expert.
I always thought of mustard as yellow. That's pretty much all I know about
it. I would say that that was a Guldens mustard color to those uniforms last night. Chris Tannehill.
Would you rather be as bald as I am for the rest of your life or never have a season again where you have double-digit home runs?
I don't even want to answer that right now because I know how many memes are going to be out there of me with a bald head. So,
how many who?
That is Bryce Harper's pronunciation of meme.
I know how many memes are going to be out there.
Meme.
Do the whip, do the meme. I mean, that's very interesting. I like that. It's a meme. Bryce, it's a meme, but it's not as good as Rob Gronkowski's favorite food that his mother cooks. You saw that?
No.
Chicken. He wrote this. He said, "Oh, my favorite food for sure is my mother's chicken." Next word, capital S-U-E. Next word, capital F-L-A-Y. Her famous, Mrs. Gronkowski's famous chicken souffle. That in the Gronkowski household, that is the acceptable spelling. I should mention what we've got going on today. Zach Zabin is going to join us in just a couple minutes. It's true. And then Scott Merkin at 2 will help us with the Shakespearean White Sox situation. That's just a complete mess there. He's the one that had the initial story about the Kenny Williams plan A, plan B, plan C, but nobody knows any plans. Olin Krutz at 3, second half, 3:30. Mark Kisla of the Denver Post had some good stuff on John Fox and the Broncos and how that all ended. That's at 4. Dan Durkin will join us at 5 for the Boris and Bernstein Show. Yeah?
Plus,
well, yes,
I received correspondence from a couple of your favorite people, including very excited weatherman who's got a lot to say about what's happening
this
weekend. Oh,
yeah, the storm is coming, yes.
And supposedly the old sports writer sent a fax today.
There's your editorial comment from Chris Tannehill. Excited to hear both of those guys. I love very excited weatherman because...
Well, there's so much happening this weekend. Snowmageddon.
He's going to make it very difficult for actual news
to be... Well, but you're pretty good at trying to get that information out of
it. I channel my inner Sapulsa in that regard. I try. Not to name names, of course. Zach is next with the latest on the Bears and the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4-5 Bears, it's a team John Fox knows a little bit about. The Denver Broncos. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score and 6-7ofthescore.com, Chicago's own.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, double Z.
Yep.
Big Red.
Yep.
I will gladly step aside for Zach Z.
Zach Zaidman joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he has the injury report, among other things. Hello, Zach.
Only one player ruled out, Dan, and hello and a good afternoon to you and Barry as well. Eddie Royal.
Hello,
not
Zach.
Not playing. He is out with that knee injury. Not a surprise. Now, four players are listed as questionable. Pernell McPhee, who practiced today, albeit on a limited fashion, for the first time in 2 weeks. But we heard from him yesterday, Dan, and it sure sounded like he was raring to go for this game. So we'll wait and see. It'll be a game-time decision, as he said yesterday. Matt Forte listed as questionable with that knee injury. The key there is, if he plays on Sunday against Denver, will the knee hold up and respond where he can play again come Thursday night at Lambeau Field? So that's what they're going to be discussing over the next couple of days. Alshon Jeffrey, questionable with the groin and the shoulder. We don't really know what his status is going to be. Did not participate today. And Shea McClellan listed as questionable with his knee injury. And, you know, he talked last week about how it's just something that he's going to have to play through the entire year. So I expect him to be out there against the Broncos. Meantime, we talked about this yesterday. And, you know, you were asking me, do I think it's a big deal for Fox and this Bears coaching staff, many of whom came from Denver, that they're taking on the Broncos, even though they haven't really talked about it a lot publicly? Well, I'll give you an example. Last season, Matt Slauson was injured, the former Jet. The Bears had that big Monday night game in New York against the Jets, and Slauson was not able to play because of an ankle injury against his old team. And he told me at the time it was killing him not to be out there. So I asked him about what this game means to the ex-Broncos on the coaching staff.
It is a huge deal, but I think all those guys have done a great, great job not letting it become an emotional week for them, you know, because every game is a must win game. It isn't a must win just because it's the Broncos. Every game is a must win because if we want to have a shot at playing in January, then we have to win them all.
You guys have hit a tipping point here in the season where you can do something special if you take care of business this week.
I think that's what makes it even more important that Fox and Gase and Jay and Magazoo and all those guys haven't made it about being an emotional week for them, a revenge week, if you will, because they're trying to put all the premium on our execution. Because if we can continue to grow the way we've been over the last couple weeks and improve the way we've been, then we can get on a run and have a chance come January.
And they really believe that they have an opportunity to do something here, because obviously Denver comes in a little bit of a weakened state, despite the fact that the Broncos have the best defense in football statistically and have played extremely well this season on that side of the ball.
I get what he's saying, though. I understand that. I think everybody knows what we know and what you speculated. So for him to say they're not making it about that, they got to know, though, that either a coach should kind of want the players to know a little bit, but I don't think they're stupid enough to say, yeah, we got to beat these guys. We hate these guys. Of course they wouldn't do that, but I think it's a dynamic where both things are happening concurrently. They're going about their business entirely normally, but we'd be kidding ourselves if we didn't think that it was trickling down through the players that there's a little something going on
here. Oh, absolutely. Now, keep this in mind as we focus in now on who the Broncos are. They are averaging under 23 points per game. That's tied for 17th in the league. 53% of the Broncos' points this season have come from defense and special teams. 53%. Now, to put that in perspective, the 85 Bears, only 42% of their points came off of defense and special teams. I bring that up because the Bears this season have allowed 6 non-offensive touchdowns this year, the most in the National Football League. Those 2 kickoff returns for scores, that 1 punt return for a touchdown, 1 fumble return for a touchdown, and 2 pick sixes. They've got to take care of the football in all phases.
Is that your biggest concern, Zach? Anything else worry you about this game?
That's the biggest concern is, and I think it's being able to properly diagnose the different ways that the Broncos are going to try and confuse the Bears from an offensive standpoint. Now, it helps. You know, I didn't mention Hronis Grasu listed as probable, so they're going to get their natural center back, which would mean that Slauson slides back to the left guard position.
So, I'm not so sure I'd do that.
I think it's helpful.
I would keep Matt Slauson right where he is.
He's been really good.
He has been good, but I think it's helpful because you remember the guy that he would be replacing at left guard would be Vladimir Dukas, who has had a number of negative plays with the penalties this season, and that's what you want to avoid.
True, but you're going to be running the ball, and I don't mind him firing off and run blocking. I don't think I would mess with Slauson at center.
You guys saw when Grasu was healthy, his ability to pull. I mean, that's one of the strengths of his game, as well as Slauson. I agree that Slauson has done a very nice job at the center position, but it is Grasu's natural position, and you become stronger on the left side of your line by having Leno, who's played well at tackle, and Slauson, who is a very good left guard, having him back in the lineup at that position.
This hour is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
The fact that Dan brings it up, though, Zach, sort of brings us to an interesting question, which goes back to where this season started and really was for most of the first half, and that's developing players for the coming years. If you didn't make that move with Slauson right now, would it suggest that maybe they have their sights set higher for this season, or do all these things? These are all questions that are asked all the time about this year versus next year, or is it always just about this week? Regardless,
I think it's about this week with this coaching staff, but I do think they become a better team when you have the veteran back at his natural position at guard and Grasu back. I mean, keep in mind the Broncos, for as solid as they've been defensively this season, they've allowed 113 yards per game on the ground over the last two games. So they've been a little bit vulnerable. You know, they're a team that takes the ball away, tied for seventh in the NFL in takeaways with 17, zero over the last three. I'm not saying there's a perfect time to play this kind of a team, but you're taking on this team at home, and they don't have Peyton Manning back there. They've got a guy who's never started an NFL game in Brock Osweiler as the quarterback. And defensively, they likely will be without DeMarcus Ware. So I think there's an opportunity to do some things if you're the Bears in this game. It's not going to be easy. And also keep this in mind, that the Broncos, their opponents this year have a combined record of 35-47. Tied for number five in the league, easiest strength of schedule so far. So there's some things, again, working in the Bears' favor. But I do think, Grasso in the middle with Slauson at left guard, and I'm guessing that they're going to play Patrick Omame on the right side next to Kai Long, and you get Dukas out of the lineup. Again, you want to avoid the negative plays because that's what kills you. That's the kind of stuff that the Bears have done a fairly good job of avoiding over the last couple of weeks, and one of the reasons that these games haven't turned into what the Detroit and Minnesota games turned into, where they haven't beaten themselves with silly mistakes, the kinds of stuff that you can avoid. They've avoided that for the last 2 weeks.
All right, let's get to some nuggets and tidbits because we've got a guest coming up after the top.
All right, earlier this week, you asked me about Bryce Callahan. You wanted some nuggets and tidbits in regards to the Bears and the Nickelback.
Something we need to know about him.
Well, like Pernell McPhee, he's never heard of you or Terry, but I did get an opportunity to find out some stuff about him. Take a listen. On the radio, there's an afternoon show, and a couple of guys named Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors host it. And the other day, they were asking me about you. Where did Bryce Callahan come from? Because you kind of snuck up on everything.
Yeah. I'm just a boy from Houston, man. That's, you know, trying to make a name out here.
When did you find out that they were elevating you to the nickelback position?
It's kind of funny. Like during training camp, I was just doing corner, and I kind of asked Coach Ed if I could do some nickel, and he kind of just started throwing me in there with the threes, and that's how I got my reps at nickel.
So keep this in mind. The guy throughout his college career at Rice.
That's immensely uninteresting.
No,
you tried.
But
your fault.
No, hey, that's why I didn't have anything for you last time.
Staggeringly uninteresting.
But to me, the coolest part about that is the guy had... You think about who's in the Bears secondary this year. Adrian Amos had never played a full game at safety at Penn State. And he's been playing safety for the first time in the National Football League, and think of the quarterbacks that the Bears were playing early on in the season. That's number one.
He's an all-rookie player. Yeah, Adrian Amos, no question, is an all-rookie player.
And then number two about Bryce Callahan, had never played nickel in his life. He was a
Coach Ed. Don't question Coach Ed.
I like the fact that he asked, and they said, hey, why not? Nobody else can play, so you might as well take a shot.
But he asked. They didn't forget. Sherrick McManus got an opportunity, failed to take advantage of it. And see, that's what you got to like about this coaching staff. It doesn't matter what your status is, if they feel that you can help them and the other guy isn't, they're going to say goodbye.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
There goes Zach Zabin. Next up, Scott Merkin of MLB.com. We'll try to figure out what the hell is going on with the White Sox, because I have absolutely no idea. Maybe he has an idea. He was the guy that had that story the other day of Kenny Williams continuing to pontificate about plans that don't exist and who's in charge and who's not in charge and who knows what about what.
Just asking to give yourself a headache.
I'll be all right. I've got a distance from it. I'm okay. I'm not. It's not like you with Mike Quadi. I'm good. So we'll try to get some answers for you next on
don't
the score.
Don't say that word.
It's Black Saturday, and it's only at Art Van Furniture.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then